Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow trading about 82 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 38, and the S&P better by 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A heat wave is heading toward Baltimore, and by next week, the heat index could make temps feel like 107 degrees. When the hot temperatures arrive, new safety standards will be in place to protect workers from heat-related illnesses. Under Maryland's occupational safety and health standards, workers must have mandated rest periods, and all work sites must have access to cool drinking water. During last August heat wave, DPW employee Ronald Silver died from hypothermia on the job. His death came weeks after reports detailing poor DPW working conditions. A city police officer and a suspect are injured after a shooting in West Baltimore. The officer-involved shooting happened Tuesday evening near Pennsylvania Avenue and Lawrence Street. Officers on patrol approached a man they believe was armed when the suspect took off on foot and gave police chase. When police caught up, there was a struggle and the suspect fired at officers who returned fire. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Start your day every day at Dash Inn with a hearty classic country breakfast sacadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla, both made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dash Inn.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It's a huge hill, no doubt, but the Orioles are attempting to climb it as they've won 12 of the last 17 to claw back to within six of the third wildcard spot. Manager Tony Mancelino asked about the trek after last night's 5-1 win over the Rays.
It's a huge help, but I don't feel like we haven't been confident. You know, even going back to 18 games under 500, I feel like there's been some belief. You know, I think it's obvious that as you get inch closer and win more games at this point, especially against one of the better teams in baseball right here, the belief picks up a little bit.
Baltimore sends out Trevor Rogers tonight at 7:35 in Game 3 of the series. Ravens gearing up for their final spring practice today, the second day of mandatories in Owings Mills. Couple things of note. DeAndre Hopkins at the mic yesterday on what impresses him most about the Ravens.
The camaraderie, how close guys are. I think that's what makes a great football team. You know, they do things not just on the field, but off the field together.
And then there's Lamar, with coveted cornerback Jair Alexander available on the free agent market, sending a message to general manager Eric DaCosta.
Go get a bear.
Have you got a chance to talk to Jair about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up, but you know, you don't know. You never know with Jair. That's my boy, man.
Alexander and Lamar were teammates at Louisville. Coming up in 30 minutes, the milkman apparently has a following in Tampa.
back.
And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker inviting you to a night of crab's claws and me getting roasted like a bushel of Old Bay. It's WCBM's first Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's all-you-can-eat crabs, great company, a no-holds-barred roast with Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, taking their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and they're coming in hot. Tickets at WCBM.com and get yours before they boil over.
It's 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 78 degrees in Essex, 76 in Owings Mills, and 76 in Hunt Valley. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Finn Jacobs. He is in a new position now with Maryland Young Republicans. So we'll talk to him about that new position. But also, what are they doing to prepare for the midterms? I know that many of you that are listening, you are going to be helping some of the candidates out in 2026. Because we do have some House and State Senate seats that look like they can be flipped. But when it comes to door knockers, phone bakers, sign waivers, all those things, I would hope that the Maryland Young Republicans are making sure that they're getting a nice, tight list together so that we can support these candidates with all those grassroots efforts. So again, Finn's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Let us know what he and the Young Republicans are working on. Also, spotlight on Maryland. This, and you know what, Brian, the producer, I was thinking probably, you know, what were you thinking doing the audio cut this morning? Spotlight on Maryland, Gary Collins, he actually confronted a woman associated with an advertised squatter home. We're going to get into that in a little bit as well, but it's funny, but not, okay, because this woman was very upset that Gary Collins confronted her. But real quick, this is the squatter situation. We were talking to Delegate Nick, not Nick. Why do I say Nick? Delegate Ryan DeRocky about. And, you know, the Republicans in Annapolis, they try to do more when it comes to squatters. And Governor Wes Moore, he was recently asked about the squatters as well. Because this is a total, you know, it's a dumpster fire if you're looking at it in regards to, you know, those that own these properties. And even for those that end up purchasing these properties from individuals that are pretending to own the properties. Like, there's many victims involved in the squatter situation. And in the state of Florida, believe it or not, they got their squatter situation under control. But here in Maryland, excuse me, we did not. It's not under control at all. And so that's why Gary Collins has been investigating. Well, anyways, when we get to that, hopefully coming up next, when we get to that, I just want you to really, truly listen to what Gary had to deal with just by confronting this woman that is clearly, because I looked at this, and I, you know, reading the report, this woman is clearly associated with the bad actors that are finding out which homes are vacant. Then they make the post about it. Somebody responds to the post saying, oh, yeah, I've got $10,000 to put down on this home. When can I come take a look at it? Excuse me. And so the woman that Gary Collins approaches is the woman that has the fake advertisement for the home. She's obviously one of these individuals. And then how she responds to Gary, you can tell. I mean, she's upset that she's been caught. But shout out to Gary for doing this. And not only that, he's got her on camera. He even posts like the social media post that she made telling people that she had this property. I mean, he did a good job with this. He did a good job. I just wanted to real quick talk to you about Governor Wes Moore and the post that he made yesterday. Now, it's not about, you know, a home that's for rent or anything like that. But it's a very interesting post because yesterday I was kind of laughing. Not really, kind of laughing about what's going on in Chicago. And I said to you, if you think that Baltimore is bad, if you think Maryland's bad, you have no idea how bad Chicago is. Yesterday, we talked about Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and we played some audio from him as well. And he was talking about handing out race-based grants to black residents as slavery reparations. And if you recall, he had this quote, "I'm investing in blacks, not in crime." And of course, we discussed, obviously unconstitutional. This is, it wouldn't even get far in a courtroom. I mean, this is discrimination if I've ever seen it. And it's a civil rights issue for sure. Now, I imagine every lawyer in Chicago is pouncing on this. They're waiting for at least one grant to go out. And then they'll be on the phone. I mean, this is an easy layup for any attorney. Well, anyways, we were laughing about this yesterday. And I was laughing because I was like, you know what? At least it's not that bad here in Maryland. And I was laughing thinking that will never happen here, right? Mayor Brandon Scott, with all his flaws, I could never see him doing something where he would, first of all, talk about reparations, but secondly, you know, to a point where he's going to do something about reparations. Now, would he do something on the sly? Sure. I could see him doing something like that where he didn't actually announce it. But this guy, he announces he's going to break the law and not uphold the Constitution. And remember, all of these individuals in office, they swear, they take an oath saying that they would do just that, uphold the Constitution. So anyways, I was laughing about it because I thought there's no way that this could happen here. And then Governor Wes Moore, he decides to post a very interesting post yesterday. I first asked about the post because I said, look, I don't want to jump to any conclusions here, but you're going to have to explain this. Now, of course, there was no explanation. And I don't, you know, think that Governor Wes Moore is going to explain anything specifically to me. But here's what he posted. Governor Moore says, in Maryland, we are laser focused on expanding access to high quality, economically mobile careers. I swear, that's what it says. He says, today, we announce grants that will help organizations train over 1,000 workers and help close, get this, the racial wealth gap. He goes on to say the Department of Labor, the Department of Transportation, Road to Careers program is all about creating new pathways to work, wages, and wealth in our state. Now, he posts pictures with this. There are four pictures total with this post. And if you look at it, there are four pictures of individuals shaking Governor Westmore's hands. They're actually touring some of these facilities, I guess, that are sponsoring and part of this Road to Careers and all this other stuff. And so in the pictures, you know, the people that he's talking to are minorities. And so that makes me believe that the memo went out. I don't think this is any different than what you heard from Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago. These are race-based grants. Now, how this actually closes the racial wealth gap, I don't know. I have no idea what these careers and what these jobs are going to pay. Looking at what is posted here with the Road to Careers program, if I were to take a guess, just an estimate, I would say that these careers most likely will not pay more than $80,000 a year. You're not going to get wealthy, especially in Maryland with all the taxes and fees, with $80,000 a year. Not going to happen. But beyond that, I then started to think about this with a very clear mind, okay? This is going to put a lot of employers and organizations in a very tough spot because I believe this is honestly just DEI reworked. That's what this is. It's DEI reworked. So now you've got these companies and these organizations that are going to hire based on, I guess, whatever quota they have so that they could actually access this grant money. This is DEI all over again. And these are the games that Governor Westmore plays that particularly most of the state does not agree with. And when you're thinking about the taxes, the fees, the energy issues that we currently have, why is he focused on DEI? Is this what they came up with at the DNC thinking, okay, well, we couldn't really get reparations through in many states, so this is what we're going to do instead? Now, of course, there's lots of comments on this.
And my comment's on top here, because I guess because I wrote it. I don't think it's a top comment. I said, racial wealth gap. I said, are these organizations only hiring people of color? Is that in the language of the grants? That was my question. I said, please explain before my imagination runs wild. Because that's what you're basically saying. If I have this correct, these organizations are only going to access this grant money if they actually hire people of color. And of course, I started having this conversation with Jonathan, our former social media guru, now marketing manager. And I said, let's just think about this in a different way as well. What if you live in an area where it is predominantly white? We still have places like that across the state of Maryland. Can you not apply to these grants because you're not actively looking for someone of color? Like, all of this comes into play. And if you think about it that way, then Governor Wes Moore is choosing winners and losers as far as this grant program. Another piece of this, are companies really going through a hiring process, posting a career opportunity, say on their job board, and then they get all these people that apply for this job, they come in for interviews, but they're just crossing anybody that's not of color off the list? Is that what they're doing? Because they're trying to get this grant money? This is the quota that they're filling? This is a major issue. And I think it's hilarious that Governor Wes Moore didn't do a video on this. Because I don't think he really wanted people to see it. I want to get your thoughts on it. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me in the text line if you wish. This is absolutely discrimination. And if he wants to explain this further, as he is in Governor Wes Moore, I'm all ears. But as of right now, this looks like DEI/reparations. Which is unconstitutional. Now, the grant funding, where is this money coming from? Well, not Wes Moore's pocket, right? From you and I. We the people. We the taxpayers. As taxpayers, are we now contributing again to this whole situation of reparations and DEI? I got so many questions. I've got so many questions. All right, there's other comments here. Let's see. Steve says there is no racial wealth gap, which is, you know what, Steve? Great point. Great point. And if there's any gap, I think we can all agree that it has to do with the education system. Now, Governor Moore will get out there and do this, but he won't do anything about school choice, if you've noticed. Steve goes on to say the gap isn't based on race. It's based on skills. You are violating civil rights law by giving economic preference based on characteristics. And I hope you are held accountable by the federal government. Again, you've got lots of comments on this thing. And this is just a post that I saw on X. And, of course, there's other comments. Says, so these grants discriminate by race. That's nice. Somebody by the name of Jude said, the only gap is my tax dollars to your corrupt pockets. There were some people that decided to use curse words. Well, for right now, we'll go ahead and skip over, we'll skip over those. Another woman said, racial bias. I hope you get sued for racial discrimination. She then went on and tagged on her post. She tagged Harmeet Dhillon. In case you don't know who Harmeet is, she's the official. Well, right now she's with the Trump administration as the official civil rights attorney. She's serving under Pam Bondi in the AG's office. So that's why this young lady, I guess, tagged Harmeet in this, because this is discrimination. For sure. Somebody else said, Tyler says, have you considered more support for education? Somebody named Adam says, well, you can't technically focus a laser as the beam is inherently going towards some ray lights. I don't know what this person is saying. Parallel. I have no idea what Adam was trying to say there. Another person says, Maryland doesn't care about white taxpayers. All we get are more taxes. They use, you know, Wes Moore's last name spelling. And somebody says, Wes, your political career is toast. Again, this is an issue. And I hope that a reporter does ask him about this, because this is discrimination. And he's using our tax dollars to do it. And if you think a job at the Department of Transportation that's going to pay about 70 grand a year is going to close some racial wealth gap that doesn't actually exist, then you're a lunatic, Governor. You're a lunatic. All right, I got some text messages coming in here as well. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Let's see, the same Wes Moore who rushed to defend the modern-day slave trade by Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Yes, Texter, that same Governor Wes Moore. Another text says, if you want to change the wealth gap, the best way is to offer educational choices to those who are forced to attend failing, often violent schools. You can't buy your way out of this gap, but you can educate your way out of it. Great point there, Texter. And yes, I agree with this. But I do believe that Governor Wes Moore didn't make a video because he doesn't really want people to see that this is race-based. When we get back, we'll continue on this discussion. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. We're giving out grants, apparently, in Maryland with our tax dollars that are only going towards those organizations and companies that will only hire people of color. We'll discuss where we get back.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
They have a job search site in Iran that's called imdead.com. It says here you'll move up quickly in our organization and eventually get a corner office next to the big boss, Allah, in paradise. You'll be supervising an office filled with 72 virgins and all the goats you can handle. Qualifications: must have a nearly suicidal work ethic. Life insurance guarantees your family will benefit from your untimely demise.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another classic. Thank you, Brian, the producer.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
All right, we're talking about race-based grants coming to a department near you. Excuse me, the Maryland Department of Labor, and then also the Maryland Department of Transportation. Apparently, they're working with organizations that are going to go out and find employees based on the color of their skin. And those organizations will receive funding for doing so. This is crazy. The more and more you read it, the crazier it is. Okay? Now, of course, there were more comments on this. I didn't read to you all the comments. That was like the first bunch that came up. Let's see. Somebody named Stephanie did say on here, I reread your post and wiped my tired eyes. And I cannot believe this. She said, I would love for you to elaborate on these grants. And that's kind of where I'm at, too. Like, you got to tell us more. You have to tell us more. Also, when the organizations that are finding these people, who are they? Who are they? And how did they get this position where they became, you know, these DEI hiring organizations? Were they put together by an arm of the government? Like, the whole thing is very strange. Again, Road to Career is the name of the program itself. And so these grants will go to those organizations that get people in these jobs. Now, did they already exist? Are these organizations one of those organizations that help people with their CDL licensing? Because a lot of this does have to do with truckers and things like that. I don't know. But if you are a trucker and you are white, And you're hearing that those priority hires are people of color. How do you feel about that? Because you went out of your way to get your CDL license as well. But now you might not have this employment opportunity because you're white. I mean, this is very strange. I'm actually shocked that this wasn't one of the top stories for the day at some of the news networks, because he's going to have to answer to this. These are taxpaying dollars that are going into this. So as taxpayers, to those truckers that are white that also pay taxes in Maryland, they're going to be overlooked because they are white, even though it's their tax dollars going into this program. This is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. Go back to the text line here. Wade says, Kim, please keep exposing these corrupt criminal behaviors in the state. Hopefully one day soon we'll be rid of both Eraserhead Scott and Les Moore. Thank you, Wade. Like I said, I can't believe this wasn't a top story. And it may be because it didn't make such a splash, which Governor Moore did a great job at making sure it didn't. So props to his spokesperson and his social media employees. How many does he have over there now? Is it the same people that do the cameras and the videography? Probably not. Probably not. But this is serious. You have more people in this comment section on X. They were tagging more of Harmeet Dillon, who's in AG Pam Bondi's office. One texter or one commenter says, your race agenda is tiring and bigoted. And remember, Governor Westmore got a lot of flack because he vetoed the reparations bill here that was put forth by the Legislative Black Caucus in Maryland. And so maybe he feels as though to get their vote for reelection, he had to do something race-based. But I'm going to tell you right now, Governor Moore, this is going to be a problem for you. This is clearly, clearly a civil rights issue. Clearly. You cannot do this, sir. And it only takes somebody, one attorney, that decides to take this to court. Now, do you want to deal with this as you're running for re-election, as you already have Ed Hale on your coattails? I don't think you want this. Somebody is definitely, if you were in a situation where you're on a debate stage, all they have to do is talk about this. You're done. You are done. Sure, there's a lot of black people and Hispanic people in the state of Maryland, but you still need white voters too, my friend. Especially the Democrat Party. Yikes. Not sure who thought about this, but if I were you, I would reel it back. Reel it back. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into the story I told you about with squatters. Gary Collins over there at Spotlight Maryland, he confronted one of the suspected individuals behind, the evil villain behind some of these squatting posts. How do you do that? How do you go and see somebody's house is vacant? I guess if it's listed on Zillow, right? You just say, oh, yeah, I got this house for you. Go in, break in, change the locks, give it to the unsuspecting person. And then that person goes to show their house because it's on Zillow and somebody else is already living there. Diabolical. You're not going to heaven after something like that. All right, we'll discuss that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. military beefing up its defenses in the Mideast as President Trump decides how to deal with Iran. Israel says it hit a centrifuge production center in Iran overnight. How effective is Trump border policy? The New York Post reports border agents did not release a single illegal alien into the country last month, while in May of last year, 62,000 illegals were released into the U.S. under President Biden. Border czar Tom Homan says in the past 24 hours, the Border Patrol encountered a total of 95 illegal aliens across the entire southern border. He says compare that to the Biden administration, which surpassed more than 10,000 per day. An apparent allergic reaction sent Homeland Security Secretary Noem to the hospital yesterday, said to be doing much better today. Wall Street, the Dow is up 105 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tied at one in the fifth last night, the Orioles benefited from the long ball. Well, there it is, an 0-2 slider. It's demolished. Deep right center and gone. He did not go to the splitter, Zach Littell. He gave him a two-strike slider, and Colton Cowser crushed it.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. You heard the moves, right? In Tampa, the Milkman's moonshot in the fifth gave the Birds a 2-1 lead on their way to a 5-1 win. Dean Kramer was impressive. Over five innings of one-run ball, he gets the win. Elsewhere in baseball, the Yanks are in a drought. Shut out for the third straight night last night, 29 innings in a row now, 4-0 by the Angels. And finally, entering his eighth NFL season, Lamar Jackson has the second-best record of any quarterback since 2018, with a 70-24 mark in the regular season. He's led the Ravens to three AFC North titles, including the past two. But Jackson is the only multiple NFL MVP to never reach a Super Bowl, and the losses gnaw at him.
I don't think I get over any loss, to be honest. I got losses from youth football that still haunt me, you know? So I never get over a loss. I don't care how small it may be to someone else or how great it might be. It's always the same for me.
Patrick Mahomes has the best regular season record among NFL quarterbacks, 89-23. Coming up in 30 minutes, Trevor Rogers gets the call. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are going to be heating up. We'll see upper 80s and lower 90s for your Wednesday afternoon. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms to develop as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Even hotter conditions on Thursday with more of those strong storms on the way on Thursday afternoon. A bit drier and slightly cooler Friday before we heat up again next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start your day every day at Dashin with a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
All right, we're going to get into this water story. Oh, man, Gary Collins. Oh, spotlight on Maryland. And this is with Fox 45 if you want to check it out on their website. I do have some text here because we were talking about Governor Wes Moore and these race-based grants that are going to be going out. I don't know if he's going to expand on this thing and somebody's going to ask him about it. I don't know. All I know is on its face, it is unconstitutional. And I don't know who in his office thought this was a good idea, considering all of the issues he's already seeing as he's running for re-election. I don't know who would put this on his plate. But Governor Moore, if you're listening, that person needs to be fired. That person does not want you to win. That person is not your friend. Because this is a nightmare. You cannot give out grants with taxpayer money based on race. You cannot do this. If you don't have a legal team by your side making some of these decisions with you, you're already failing. You're already failing. I know that, you know, you failed at a lot of things that we can look at across the state, but you've got to do something about this. Texter here says, why isn't this money going to a local community college for certificate programs as opposed to some NGO? Looks like a fine way to overlook some funds to me. That's a great question, because it could go into programs that do help with the CDL licensing. There's many, many programs like that. Maryland New Directions. There's all kinds of these organizations that help get people to work. And I know many of them because of my work with my nonprofit, Potential Me, way back when. We worked with a lot of those organizations. Junior Achievements, another good one. My Sister Circle, a great one. And so you're handing this money to who? That's another piece. He didn't even list who he's handing the money to. But I can tell you right now, he's got the pictures up there. The Road to Careers, they do not have people from some of these nonprofits that I am very familiar with. And even if I was familiar with them or was not and am not, it doesn't matter. You can't do this based on race with tax dollars. Wow, oh wow, oh wow. Another texter here. John says, as a white Republican trucker, lifelong Marylander, I feel the only way out of the Democrat state is to move to a red state. Maryland will never turn red. John, sometimes it does feel that way, doesn't it? I know. Susan says, Kimberly, isn't the same thing Brandon Scott did, giving money to 100 people in the city, an extra $1,000, if I remember correctly? So, Susan, that was that program, New Parents or something like that, right? It was like an incentive for new parents to, and there were no stipulations on that $1,000. Man, what was that program called? I know exactly what you're talking about, Susan. And it was for young parents, and I was upset with it because he was giving it to young people under the age of 24, which absolutely the people he was talking about were able-bodied Americans that could go to work. I thought, if anything, if you were going to give that $1,000 out, it would be to the grandma on fixed income that is taking care of her grandkids because her kid can't get their life together. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's, if you were to give out something like that. But I will say, Susan, I know what you're talking about, but that wasn't based on race. That wasn't based on race. I don't know who ended up getting that money, but the fact that there were no stipulations on it, that I thought that was strange for sure. But I know what you're talking about. I wish I knew the name there. Joe says, Kim, when my grandfather returned home from war with the promise of a business loan, home loan, or scholarship through GI, the federal government, through lack of awareness or indifference, put the responsibility of distributing these benefits to the states. The racist leadership of many states deprived black soldiers of their benefits and chance to upwardly mobilize or establish generational wealth like his fellow white soldiers. That lack of resources directly impacts their legacy. It's time for the U.S. to make good on its promises. So, Joe, are you advocating for reparations? I'm sorry, Joe. Let me go back here. You said some of these states deprived black soldiers and then gave it to white soldiers. Joe, I can't go back in time. I don't think anybody can when it comes to slavery and what happened, or even what happened after war. We can't go back in time. But what you're doing in creating programs like this, whether you know it or not, and I know you didn't create it, Westmore did, what you're doing is you're actually creating more division, more hate, and most likely more racist people. Because when you force stuff like this on taxpayers, okay, and they're now, could be white or what have you, they're now paying. And possibly, as that texter that I read the text from, he's a white trucker. And, you know, he probably would like to get some of these opportunities with the Department of Transportation. You never know. But he's now going to be overlooked because they're going to be prioritizing and focusing on people of color. You don't root out racism with more racism. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. You cannot do this. This is unconstitutional. This is why you had the civil rights movement, right? So the Martin Luther King Jr., the John Lewis, all those people, they were marching against this. And here we are doing it in 2025. It's just that the roles have reversed. We're just, now we're helping black people instead of helping white people. And let me just tell you this. When all boats rise, everybody rises. When you pick and choose who's going to win, that doesn't help anybody. And so because it was done to your grandfather or, you know, somebody in your family, does that make it right to do it to somebody else's grandfather? No, it doesn't. I mean, we've got to have some kind of moral compass here. This is unconstitutional. All right. We're gonna put a pin in it as of right now. Let's see. Is that a caller on the line? Does he want to talk about this, Brian? Okay. So we're gonna move on to the squatter story. A lot of people do want to weigh in on the squatter story. I like that. If you want to follow along and get a spotlight on Maryland and Gary Collins, he has the story. Let me tell you. Gary Collins is one brave guy, because to be honest with you, I would not have followed this woman out of the courthouse, okay? She's not a small woman. She's not petite. And there was one point in time in this situation where she actually, what do they call that? Where she comes at Gary like she's about to hit him. Where I'm from, they call it, you know, bucking at you, but I don't know what some people call it. I don't know. But she does this thing where she looks like she's about to hit Gary. And she takes his microphone, throws it, because you'll hear that in this audio as well. Take a listen.
Squatting has become a hot topic in Maryland over the past month in a heated exchange. Spotlight on Maryland's Gary Collins spoke with one woman who has been posting ads on social media that allegedly connect individuals to what the woman calls online squatter homes.
Spotlight on Maryland has been reviewing social media advertisements, videos, and posts allegedly connecting unauthorized occupants or squatters to properties throughout the region for a one-time fee.
What's your experience with squatting?
It's an epidemic. It's insane. It's insane.
It's becoming an epidemic.
It is a crisis.
After investigating for more than a month, we tied Baltimore area resident Kenaya Washington to one of the social media accounts using information we obtained from alleged squatters that pointed to her. In one instance, her name was even listed on a leasing document an occupant provided to us. When we reached out in May, Washington said any videos she posted did not depict anything illegal. She added that she categorically denied any unlawful entry or inappropriate access to any property. Meanwhile, on Monday, Washington posted on her social media account asking for an interview.
Gary Collins, how come you don't want to do an interview now, but you only wanted to do an interview when I was portrayed to look like a monster? You don't want to interview me? Let's talk about governance in the city.
Hey, Miss Washington, Gary Collins of Fox 45 News. Our team learned Washington was in court in Frederick County for unrelated traffic violations. We tried to speak to her about her social media account. How are you? Quick question. Why are you connecting individuals to squatter houses on your social media?
Oh my gosh, following me to court is crazy.
Miss Washington, you can record us, but I'm very curious why you're following.
Get away from me before I clock you. I'm not playing with you.
Before you clock me, Miss Washington?
Get on my face.
So why are you?
Get on my face.
Why are you connecting people?
What are you talking about? Y'all running down on me and all that.
No clear answer what Kiana Washington's role may be in online squatting networks in Maryland.
One of those scholars we often hear about. Whoa, man. Again, shout out to Gary Collins. And as you heard there, she took his microphone, threw it. She was very upset. Very upset that Gary showed up at the courthouse. And just so you know, Miss Washington's Instagram username was also mentioned in a Middle River incident report. The spotlight on Maryland obtained from the Baltimore County Police Department for a similar alleged squatting incident. Okay, so from what I saw, and, you know, as she was sitting there, you probably heard there that little... she had a social media post saying, oh, Gary Collins, you want to interview me? Then you can come and interview me and all this other stuff. I guess she needed time to make up some kind of story. And then she wanted to talk to Gary after that. But she had posts, and this is what Gary kind of showed in this video. She had posts on her Instagram page saying, hey, I've got a house for you if you want to look at it, da-da-da-da-da. So she was basically posting about a house that was for sale. And then in her Instagram post, she's pretending to be some kind of like, I don't know, like some kind of real estate agent, or saying that it's kind of, I guess maybe it's some way her house. I don't know anybody would believe that these houses actually belong to her. Or they believe that she's like, you know, the middleman, and that's why they're getting a good deal. I don't know what people are believing when they talk to Miss Washington. Because apparently, and this is again still allegedly, they're paying her this money to get the keys to this house. And they're moving in, and by the time the actual owner realizes it, they're already living in the house. And so there are multiple victims here. It's, you know, those that responded to the Instagram post, and obviously the actual owner of the home. Now, I would assume that the police saw this video, and I would assume that they'll definitely be looking into Miss Washington if they aren't already. Like I mentioned, she's already listed on some police report in Middle River. I've got Herb in Essex. Herb, you wanted to weigh in on the squatter situation?
Yes, there really is no squatters. There are, and I'm saying, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. In America, if you're an American, you have the right of ownership. If somebody moves into your house without your permission, it's no different than them breaking in the middle of the night and holding you up. They are trespassing because that is your property. If you rent a rental car and you get a rental car agreement, and you take that rental car, and then you decide you want to keep it a little longer because you just don't feel like paying for it anymore, or you don't feel like doing anything else with it. It's not your car. You're renting it. It's not your property. You don't have the right to keep it. You don't have the right to take someone else's property in America. And any judge that says you do should be disbarred. Any lawyer should be able to tell you, we have property rights. When you own your property, and somebody's on that property illegally without your permission, you have the right to call the police and have them arrested or removed because of trespassing. They are stealing, at that point, they are stealing your property. I talked to this about this with McDonald about this some time ago when he was sitting in for somebody else. And he said, you know, I never looked at it that way. And then most of the people don't. It's your property that they are stealing. And if you think that it's okay, you think America is okay now to have somebody steal your property and you do nothing and you have no recourse, then you're wrong. Then this America is done. This is theft. The theft of your property. If you could have been renting it out or selling it, you're losing money by them being there. It is out and out theft. And the police should be able to arrest them. All you got to do is say, no, they're not a squatter. No, they're not a renter. They have no permission. They have not got my permission to be on that property, not to throw up a tent in the middle of my yard, not to be in there in any way, not to cut through the back of my yard to get to the neighbor's yard. You don't have permission to do that. So at that point, when they just cut through your yard, they're trespassing. You have trespassing signs. We have laws against people stealing from you. And that is where the biggest problem, that people aren't looking at it that way. They're looking at it as, oh, they're poor people.
Well, Herb, they're
squatting. And they're not.
I understand what you're saying. The problem is when these people go to the police tell them there's nothing they can do. Why is that?
Because the police are wrong. The police have every right to take and eject somebody who's there trespassing. Suppose somebody's right going through the back of your yard every day.
No, Herb, I get the scenario there, but then why is it when they go to pass this bill, and I guess this is what Delegate Ryan Araki was trying to do, he was trying to pass a bill during the recent session to expedite the eviction process for suspected squatters after a property owner or management company files a fraudulent complaint affidavit with law enforcement. Apparently, law enforcement does not go in and just throw these people out. And I understand what you're saying, but I guess my question for you is, why don't they do that?
Because of just what you said when you started saying, because they're looking them at as a squatter, not as a trespasser. They are trespassing, which is different than being a squatter, which the squatters don't have, really shouldn't have the right. A squatter is nothing, no more than somebody who's trespassing on your property. And if Brian Naraki, who I know him, and I know about him and all the rest of these guys, and tell me any judge that can come on this radio right now or any lawyer says that anybody has a legal right to steal your property for any reason. They have that legal right in America to automatically steal your property, especially property ownership of your land. We have a property ownership of our land is one of our things, is one of the big things in America. They're listing it the wrong way. They are trespassing. They're not borrowing.
So when people are going to file the police report, they're using the wrong language is what you're saying.
That's exactly it.
So if it's just that simple, I just wonder, why didn't Delegate Ryan Araki and others just tell people to use the correct language, you know?
Because you ran for office, didn't you?
Yep.
You ran for office. How many laws are on the books that are just redundant laws or laws that really have no meaning just because somebody wants to get their name in the law book?
Oh, thousands of them.
Law.
Thousands.
And there is your answer. They're looking at it too clinically. By half. You have to look at it at the bare roots. If you have given your property rights up, then America is done. That's one thing we have is ownership. We get to own our property.
Well,
and
Herb,
no one can steal it by just moving in.
Herb, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling in. I got to take a break here, but coming up next, I'll continue this conversation. Thank you so much. Thank you. We'll talk about this coming up next.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Start your day every day at Dash Inn with a hearty classic country breakfast sacadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla, both made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dash Inn.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers. Remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay? We pulled their fat out of the fire. Now they're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another crazy part about the squatter story, and Herb, thank you so much for calling in, is the fact that you have some people that are making online social media posts telling people that they have houses that you can squat in. and of course, Herb said, yeah, it's trespassing, but they're making social media posts saying, hey, I found this vacant house, I changed the locks, hit me up and pay a fee and I can have you move in there. And then that's where you can be until they absolutely throw you out, which in many cases, as people have been going back and forth to court, it's been taking a very long time to do so. So those people that are homeless, I guess, get this opportunity to squat in this house that's a beautiful home in Middle River for about $1,000 because Miss Washington and friends broke in and changed the locks. I've got Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you want to weigh in?
Hey, Kim, good morning.
Yeah,
the problem is, unfortunately, squatters are looked more as a civil matter rather than a criminal. The cops aren't going to get involved. They're not going to throw the people out unless there's evidence of a crime, a busted front door, something like that. Here's the reason. I rent the property to you for 2 years, okay? 2 months into the lease, I don't like your new boyfriend. I call the police. I said, she's not supposed to be here. You can't find a copy of your lease. So should the cops be able to come in and throw you out because I said you shouldn't be there and that you're squatting? That's the problem.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you this, Tom. I appreciate you calling in. If somebody goes to file the police report and they say this person is absolutely trespassing, they're still going to treat it the same way?
Yeah, they are. And what they're going to tell you to do is that you've got to go to court, okay, and get a court order to have these people removed. Also, let's say you're an out-of-state owner. These people have been living there for 30 days. They've established residency. Okay, it's a problem that needs to be fixed, but that's why the cops will not go in on your word and throw somebody out.
Wow. Wow. Well, Tom, thank you so much for clearing that up. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a great week.
Thank you. So that's the issue there. It's if it's not considered an actual crime, then yeah, by the time you get it through the court system, and that's probably why it takes so long as well, even trying to see a judge about it. This is a nightmare. It is. And, you know, I'm glad that Gary Collins and other people have been working on this and our delegates in Annapolis. But, you know, this is why Florida had to change a few of their laws and figure out something else, because they were dealing with the same issue. The fact that Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis were dragging their feet on this is bizarre. It's bizarre because it doesn't matter. Like, you know, there are people of color that also own property that rent them out or that are selling them. It would impact those people as well. This isn't a race issue. But they didn't want to go further on this. And I do love the fact that Governor Wes Moore was asked by one of the reporters at Fox 45 how he felt about it. And he said, oh, well, we're going to be working on it. You know, like there's no sense of urgency here. Like, these people have individuals that are living in their property. They can't do much about it. They're most likely ruining their property, damage all, you know. And we heard even from our friend Caroline, who flips homes in West Baltimore. She said that she had to deal with this herself. And, you know, by the time they get these houses back from these individuals, why would they take care of the property if they're just there? And she said, what if she spent over $29,000, I think she said? And that's money she's not going to see ever again. All right, coming up next, I know you have some text messages on this. If you do want to weigh in, you can. I do have my friend Fenn. He'll be joining me in studio here. But you can weigh in. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm sure Fenn will want to talk about this as well.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can